This is Catherine Girardeau with PodTech News. It's Friday, July 28th. Intel announced its new line of microprocessors yesterday at a press and analyst event at Intel headquarters in Santa Clara. PodTech News talked there with Shane Rao, a research manager in analysis firm IDC's Semiconductor Group.
You asked the question of what the effect of the AMD ATI announcement is on the industry. I think it's really a matter of how are AMD and ATI reacting to the industry and market trends. PC market is a huge market. Characteristic of a big market like this, it's very mature, is consolidation. Companies have to come together. You're seeing this kind of theme of things coming together. Companies coming together, products coming together, if you're familiar with things like a smartphone that's both a computer and a phone. And then at the silicon level, where you've got process technologies, that it means silicon integration. So that means companies have to come together so they can bring their products together, and then they really come to, at the level of the sand, down at the die level, in the form of new products, like new microprocessors. And AMD ATI had to come together because AMD had the microprocessor, ATI has the graphics and Core Logic, and down the road as handheld and consumer technology, because eventually you're also going to see markets coming together. You're going to see computing markets like microprocessor markets coming together with, say, digital TVs, consumer markets. So this really had to happen, Catherine. And I think you've got to think of it as the 5 years and beyond. The companies did this because they wouldn't be able to do it 5 years from now because they'd probably be acquired themselves. That's kind of why they did it. It's really a 5 year and beyond arc. If you look in the next 5 years, it's going to be very tough for these two companies. I'd say a couple of years ago, AMD couldn't have afforded to do this. They were in debt. Now, 2 years later, they're out of debt, but still, it's a big chunk of money. $5.4 billion is a lot of money to take and pay this off. So they're really leveraging. They're getting a lot of loans to do this. They're diluting their stock. So it's going to be a difficult thing for them to absorb. The second thing that's going to make it difficult is that they're alienating one very strong ally in NVIDIA. NVIDIA has a very strong relationship with AMD, providing graphics and Core Logic for AMD-based platforms. That's what ATI does. So now that ATI is under the AMD name, NVIDIA is not going to want to compete with that. So then the question becomes, what is NVIDIA going to do?
You would think Intel would be thinking about acquiring NVIDIA.
That is a good first level of analysis. But I think if you go one level beneath it, I think it makes more sense for NVIDIA to think, if I go into Intel, if I get absorbed by Intel, what am I going to be providing that's different? What am I going to get the value for my company, for my shareholders, if Intel acquires me? Maybe my value actually lies in being the last third-party silicon provider into the PC space of any real big consequence. This company can now say, hey, OEMs, if you want to differentiate, if you want to have something different, because an AMD platform is most likely to have an AMD chip, an ATI chipset. Intel is most likely to have an Intel chipset. But if you want to have something different, come get an NVIDIA chipset, come get an NVIDIA graphics solution, and do something different than you're doing now. So there could be a strong value proposition for NVIDIA to fight the trend of market consolidation and stay independent.
Now, in the presentation, somebody asked a question about ATI and the AMD and ATI merger, meaning that there will be graphics on the chip. What does that mean?
Well, this is a good example of a long-term trend. Things coming together at the silicon level. Process technologies essentially mean you can cram more transistors onto a smaller piece of silicon. So you can conceivably take a microprocessor and integrate it with a graphics processor and potentially other things too. So the AMD ATI merger means that both pieces of technology will be under the same company, and therefore potentially could be integrated under the same piece of silicon. AMD and ATI talked about creating a product that would have a microprocessor and a graphics processor on the same die, so it'd be a very highly functional but cheap component for emerging markets, which tend to want value-oriented systems.
And it, would that kind of a product be anything that Intel could compete with right now?
It's conceivable. In the past, Intel did try to integrate processor and graphics and CoreLogic onto one piece of silicon, but they killed that project because it was highly complex and took too long to implement all of those technologies at once, because you've got to align them in terms of their roadmaps. But Intel conceivably could go back to that and reconsider it, because now there are markets, emerging markets, that want to drive value. They want to get cheap products. And Intel has processing technology, graphics technology, and CoreLogic all under its name still. So they've got the right intellectual property mix to do it. Process technology, meaning, again, more things on one piece of silicon, have advanced since the time when Intel tried it the first time. Maybe it's more viable now and there's more market demand for it. So it's conceivable that could happen.
Shane Rao, thank you very much for being on PodTech News.
My pleasure, thank you.
That was Shane Rao of IDC. Shane is a research manager in IDC's semiconductor group. I interviewed him yesterday at Intel's press event announcing its Core 2 Duo line of processors. This is PodTech News.